Okay, welcome everyone. Let's start. We have Ali, Nabil, Sarmad, Istikhar, Manal, Christine, Fuad, and Hania. This is our eighth call, and it might be our last call before we go to Beijing. Today we have the draft document. I think everyone has gotten the latest version this morning. And what I would like to do right now is to start with the sections 6, 1, 2, and 3, particularly with the action. Or the actions, the table that Sarmad circulated last night on 6-1. I just want to hear from you if everyone is comfortable with this format. We have already discussed it in Dubai and agreed on, you know, having a table of actions, priorities, and time frame. Sarmad has added the stakeholders as well, and he also mapped the actions to recommendations as per Nabil's suggestion earlier. So I think to me the table or the format itself looks very clear. So does anyone have any comment or question about this format?
Bahir Nabil.
Nabil, go ahead.
I suggest that we add the weight column also, so that because not each and every action has the same impact.
Right. And when you say weight, Nabil, do you suggest a specific scale, like from 1 to 5, or how can we weight it?
I mean, some it can be 1 to 5. It can be low, medium, high. It's up to you.
Okay. Any other comments or suggestions? So I think
Bahir,
that.
Sorry.
Okay, Manal, go ahead.
Yeah, I missed what Nabil said. Are we suggesting to have a low, medium, high? For prioritizing?
Yeah, so Nabil is basically suggesting adding another column for the weight of each action, and it could be either low, medium, high, or a scale from 1 to whatever. I mean, he suggested low, medium, high, yes.
And this will not be one-to-one with the implementation plan, I mean first year, second year, and third year? Wouldn't the high prioritized actions be within the first year, medium second year, and low third year, or not necessarily?
Well, in my view, not necessarily, but I'd like to, you know, hear what others think. Do you have any?
Not necessarily. You're right. I mean, because some issues would require a lot of preparation and the fertile ground to be. To take action on them. They might have a very, very high weight, but we cannot give them very high priority.
Sama, go ahead.
I think the year number and the priority would be two different things if we bring the priority in like that. Because, as was just shared, some things require other things to go on first. So, for example, in the security and stability thing, we would want the awareness trainings to be held before the follow-up training on tools is actually scheduled. But as far as priority is concerned, obviously, awareness is lower priority than actually real training on tools. But in any case, so something may be higher priority, but it may actually have prerequisites which need to be taken care of before. So those two things are not directly mapped. You know, it's not easily mapped onto each other.
Sarman, just to make sure I got this correctly, when you say two things are not, necessarily mapping to each other, you refer to the priority and the weight. Is that correct?
Yes, the priority and the year in which it should be done. They're not. So year three is not necessarily lowest priority. It may result into something building into something substantial. So it could be actually higher priority, but it is just the way we're planning things, it may be occurring in the third year.
Yeah, but this, okay, now I'm a bit confused because the table you shared with us, the column is called priority, year one, two, three. So
right.
I thought that with year one, two, three, we are somehow identifying the priority.
Right. Well, it's more like a timeline, I guess, than a priority. So I think it probably could be relabeled. But the thing is that generally, when I was thinking about priority, if something is very low priority, we should probably not even include that in the action which we are proposing. So we should actually just have high priority items there, which we need to undertake, and just have a list there, and then perhaps maybe it should be relabeled as timeline or something else. So that's,
okay.
I think, probably
so your suggestion
on my part.
Right. So your suggestion is to change the label priority to timeline and maintain year 1, 3, 2, 3 as the timeline. And are you okay with adding another column for the weight?
Sure. That's okay. No problem with this.
But okay. So. My question then would be whether the weight itself, as an indication, would also give different or maybe confusing perception about the priority. So if I'm labeling something with a low weight, does that necessarily mean that this item is low priority?
But Bahir, you can call it impact rather than weight.
Impact.
Not necessarily impact, but I was saying something different. I was actually saying that if there is something which is low priority, we should just not list it. We should just focus on high priority items.
Yeah, I got that, but what about the low weight? I'm just trying to define what weight means in this context. And impact, I think it would be more ambiguous, just at least to the reader. What does it mean it has this impact or that impact? Any thoughts?
Bahir, what we're trying to measure is if an action has a significant effect on whatever action, whatever objective we're trying to attain. So if that action would have a large effect, normally that action should receive more attention. I'm not saying in priority level, but more attention in the way we're going to, when whoever's going to be implemented, and the way he's going to be tackling it. So the weight would say this action. Let's take for example an action. One of the action. Let's take the action of training the registrars on the accreditation process, a workshop. We need to assess, will that affect many registrars? Will that bring many registrars into that process? So if the training will bring many registrars in the process, then that action would have a high weight. If the training is not that significant, it will bring a number of registrars to the program, while the others are already trained and they don't need the training, then the weight of that action is low. So whatever you'd like to name it, but I mean, if you put only priority without a weight, then an action cannot be assessed and financed, in my perception, in the right manner.
Okay. Manel, go ahead.
I'm just trying also to understand what exactly are we trying to achieve. Are we prioritizing even further with respect to implementation actions within same timeline? For example, if we have like five actions should be implemented in the first year, are we further prioritizing those actions with respect to their impact?
By giving them weight?
Yes.
No. No.
How am I going to benefit from this column of the weight? I mean, when should I look to this column and get use of the weight that's in there?
To identify if each and every one of our recommendations and actions would affect the endeavor that we're aiming at in a similar manner. Some of them would have significant effect on the endeavor that we're trying to accomplish. Others would have some effect, but not much significant effect. All of them are important.
Yeah, Nabil, I see what you know what you're trying to achieve here. I'm just going through the table that Sarmat circulated, just to look at the different actions. And to be honest, in some of them, like the example you gave about training, or workshop, okay, we can sort of measure, the impact of this activity based on, the how broad the audience is and all this. But then if you come to other, another example, for instance, the IDN label generation process, basically, I mean, ultimately this process would affect the whole internet, Arab internet community, Arab script internet community.
Yeah.
But again, this is a very specialized process and not everyone will be able to participate in it. It requires some, level of knowledge, expertise, and so on. So again, the participation in this process will be limited to a specific group, but its impact will be broader because it will, impact the whole community. But again, if we put in the weight or the impact that this is like a high thing, we're also neglecting the fact that the IDN uptake is very slow for different reasons that has nothing to do with the variant issue. So what I'm trying to say here is that it's while it could be easy in some of the items to measure the impact or the weight, in some others it may not. And it may give some confusing sort of perceptions or, it could be misunderstood.
Bahar?
Hania, go ahead.
I would like also to add to what you said, that maybe for that section on DNS, maybe it is possible to prioritize or measure the impact. But since we want to be uniform across the whole document, it might not be the same for the other sections. For example, the Internet governance section, it might not be necessary or maybe relevant to include priorities for the actions and the recommendations. And most of them are important. They are basically all important. So there might not be need there in that section. And we really need to be uniform across all the documents.
Thanks, Sonia. Other comments?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead. I was thinking the same, that in terms of Internet governance, I don't think we'll need a table-based approach, because the Internet governance approach is more of political capacity building, technical capacity sharing. So I think that the kind of actions that have been recommended as part of the Internet governance ecosystem subgroup, you can't really have a year one, year two, year three progress. It would be actually engaging with certain things which are already existing, like ICANN already has a fellowship program. So, but the intention would be to encourage the fellowship program to have more seats for people from these 21 countries. And similarly, I was looking at the other action plans from the other regions, and they all seem to have the same fellowship increase thing and the ambassadors program. So there's some commonalities which I see which are going to happen automatically within ICANN's global strategy. But as far as priority is concerned, I don't see any particular area that we could implement a table with priorities for a year-wise engagement. Thank you.
Thank you for it. Any other comments?
Beher, just a quick suggestion, bearing in mind the deadline of after tomorrow, that we just make sure we do whatever needs to be done in the other sections, and then in maybe a second iteration, further fine-tune the tables with whatever necessary additional columns. I mean, we're already missing such tables in the other two sections. I'm not sure whether we're going to conclude to have one in Internet governance also or not, but I mean, we have to have at least the basic skeleton and one full iteration of the document before the deadline of after tomorrow.
Right. Okay, thank you, Manel. Other comments? Okay, I want to go back to Fouad's intervention. I think Fouad, we can still keep the table format even for the Internet governance part. And as Sarmat clarified, we're not talking about priorities per se. We're talking about sort of time frame or timeline. And if it happens that all the Internet governance actions need to take place as of year one, then that's fine. Let's put it as year one. But I think it's important for anyone who will read the document to sort of be able to map the actions to recommendations and also see the stakeholders involved with each action or activity. So I can see your point as well as Hania's point about difficulty in identifying measures or weights in this section. But I think we can still go with the table format.
Bahar, can I comment?
Yeah, sure.
The problem over here is that, you know, the recommendations are so broad that strengthen ICANN representation in the region, right? Which sort of builds the second recommendation also builds upon that in order to stimulate, which is stimulate engagement in global and regional internet related fora.
So if I was to go for a table, I would have to list out each and every activity you would be doing over the year. Right? I would have to be clear that there's going to be a AminoG, there's going to be an ArabNog, there's going to be this activity by the IPNCC, there's going to be that activity, there's going to be this collaborative activity. So that's where I tend to get stuck, that I would need more clarity from ICANN. What is ICANN going to actually do? Instead of me putting in that ICANN stimulate engagement in year number one, right? This is by default year one, two, and three, as long as your plan is moving. Then for point number, recommendation number three, is promote and support national, regional, multi-stakeholder initiatives. For example, national, regional IGS. ICANN is already engaged in the Arab IGS. ICANN is already participating in the African ITF activities. ICANN is already there. It has a representative on the MAG in the international IGF. So the point is this, should I be focusing on, or should we, the cell group, be focusing on actually listing down what ICANN is already doing, or we want to see ICANN propose something in this area? I'm too confused on this area.
Well, I can answer that if you wish. I mean, the examples you mentioned about, you know, stimulating engagement in global fora and promoting support of regional and national IGFs and all this, well, I think it was evident from our previous discussions, as well as the meeting in Dubai, that, you know, the current efforts are not sufficient. And, you know, ICANN need to do more in terms of either presence in the region, activities in the region, relying on resources in the region, the ambassador program or whatever it is called. So this is the kind, and this is my reading of the recommendations here, that we need to do more. And if you look at the actions, like holding ICANN-sponsored, more ICANN-sponsored meetings or activities, include fellowship opportunities, all these are actions that are not taking place yet. I mean, we haven't had any...
These are topics year-long. That's the problem. And all the actions are ongoing. They will span over 3 years. How will you prioritize them?
Well, again, forget. I mean, I can forget about the priority part for the moment. All I'm saying is that we agree that those actions are needed. I also agree to your previous comment that this is an ongoing process. Like, you know, we're going to do this over year one, year two, and monitor the progress, right? So how many sponsored events we had in year one? How many additional fellowship? Like seats or fellows from the region in year one, and so on.
Do you think that instead of a priority for this section, we should have an outcome? Because on the side of development, on the side of such engagement, you forecast according to, you have some outcomes. There's some inputs you're going to put in, and there will be some outcomes of all this activity. What if those outcomes are listed down over here? Because this is internet governance. Internet governance and industry development cannot be matched within the same table. We can try this again because we did it already. Remember, we had a table earlier. We can do it again, but we'll actually come back to something more outcome-oriented than prioritized.
Okay, again, I have an answer to this, but I don't want the discussion to be one-on-one, so I want to hear from others. I have an answer to this last point, but let's go to the rest of the group. Any comments?
Bahar Nabil, the metrics that I suggested for the DMS industry are mainly outcome-related.
Right. Yeah, and this was basically the yearly increase in activities or in domain registrations or applications. So this is what Nabil is referring to. He shared with us some suggested matrix for section 6.2, and they were all sort of like indicative with specific numbers or percentages, just to clarify what he's talking about. Other comments? Okay, I was going to say that in relation to outcomes, again, to me, the implementation of the actions is the outcome. Now, the strategy and the implementation document later on, or the implementation plan, will suggest certain actions, activities, and projects to be undertaken. Now, the implementation of this, to me, is the outcome. And the reason we're trying to include matrix is to be able to measure the outcome. So, again, back to your point, Fouad, I don't think we're missing the outcomes, because the actions naturally lead to the outcomes, if implemented.
True, but, you know, where I'm confused and where I need some more input from the group members is, how do we prioritize this? Because these are spanning 3 years. Automatically, there is no item over here after the Dubai meeting which actually reflects a limited time of implementation. All of those are priority areas, and I just need to rethink, think a bit more about this, I guess.
Yeah, fine. I mean, we can think about it, but again, I'm just looking at the actions suggested under 6.3. And I mean, I'm fine if we want to put them all, as equal and to be carried out in year one. At the same time, I'm thinking whether, you know, something like increase ICANN fellowship opportunities, if this is really a priority. I understand that, you know, there might be a need for more fellowship opportunities from the region, but again, should that come first, or we should do more regional meetings first and then, you know? So what I'm saying is, let's look at
the priority. So the priority you're looking at is more order of the action items. Which action item do you want to immediately start on, and which action item do you want to do later?
Yeah, exactly. And again, I'm trying to look at it in the same way that Sarmad explained, that it's more of a timeline, that maybe everything is as important, but item A needs to take place before item B, because it cannot come after. You see what I mean? So it's a matter of scheduling the action.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. I'm taking note of this, and I'll come back to you on this.
Okay. So I think we have an agreement on the table format as it is right now. I hear that Nabil would like to add another column for the weight. I didn't hear that we have a consensus on that, at least for the time being. Nabil, go ahead.
I mean, I suggested that, but I'm not really still on that. I mean, I believe it might help, but I mean, we can do without it. I mean, priorities should be good enough.
I understand. So I think we're going to stick to this format at least for the time being, and maybe, as Manel said, maybe when we get feedback from Beijing and after Beijing, we may need to add a column. Or maybe change something in the table. I mean, nothing is final until we get the final document. So let's keep the format as is. But I will ask the different groups or subgroups to provide their tables as well for section 6.2 and 6.3. And I think once we have the recommendations and actions listed, the table is a matter of mapping the actions to the recommendations, and that's it. I mean, nothing really difficult about it. But we need to do this as soon as possible so we can finalize those sections.
Baher?
Yes.
Fawad? I just wanted to make a quick intervention because then I'll be listening to the meeting and I won't be able to speak because I will be driving. So I'll include that table requirement ASAP today and send it out for the group to prioritize the actions. So that is confirmed from my end for today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, so we're done with the table.
But I have one comment on something that you said, if I may.
Okay, sure.
I mean, you said that the actions, the outcome are the actions, and I disagree with that because we might have recommended actions that have negative or that will not have accomplished the outcome. I believe that we should stay focused on what we're trying to improve and measure at that level, not at the level of the actions.
I'm not sure I understand.
Let's say we said that to improve the implementation of IPv6, we should offer more training. And we offer 10 trainings, but we still don't have IPv6. So the outcome is not the training. The outcome is to have a deployment of IPv6.
So then
we need to measure the deployment. If there are IPv6 deployment, then yes, the training did improve on the outcome. Otherwise, we failed.
Fine, but in that case, this means that we're simply suggesting actions that may not lead to the achievement of the objectives, right? If the objective is
we don't know.
Well, fine. Well, that okay. I understand. That's fine. But I mean, and that's why I think we said in the beginning: the more we are clear in our actions, the better for achieving the objectives. If we're proposing a training for IPv6 and some other actions for IPv6, and we're not sure that all these actions collectively are going to achieve the objectives we're you know aiming at for IPv6, okay, that's fine. But that's our, I mean, in the end, this was our recommendation as a group, right? We could have suggested more actions to sort of secure the objectives we want to achieve, right?
Yeah, but the measurement, the metric that should be measured, how many IPv6 deployments we have, not how many trainings did we offer. You see my point? I mean, the objective is to deploy IPv6, is not to offer a training on IPv6.
So I understand that. Yes. Yeah, I do understand that. And that's why if one objective is more deployment of IPv6, training is one action, but there could be other actions as well,
yes.
Right? So it's not only training that will achieve the deployment of IPv6.
Sam, I'd like to come in.
Yeah, go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, so I think we are talking about two different things. So actions are one thing, and then metrics to measure the impact of those actions is a second thing. So actually, as far as the metrics are concerned, I think they would need to be eventually through the actions tied up with the objectives and see whether we want to meet the objectives or not. And so that needs to be done. Perhaps I've not had a time to go through or think through the metrics to see what needs to be done. But I think generally what we end up doing is we set a baseline of where we are at this time, and then after the actions which we've taken place, we go and measure the same phenomenon again and see whether we've actually improved from the baseline and whether the improvement is what was expected. So, for example, in case of security and stability, a baseline would be, you know, how many, for example, certain number of attacks on DNS or different zones existing in this region, and how many of them were spotted and how many of them actually succeeded in doing some damage. And then after the training, we perhaps also go back and measure whether we have been able to contain the damage which was done earlier. So some baseline and see whether we actually achieve some outcome through that process. So we're going back to the objectives to see whether the objective of making DNS more secure and stable has been achieved or not. Obviously, the actions have been that we do training of relevant stakeholders so that they're more aware, give them access to tools so that they can deploy those tools to, in a way, prevent it. And when if it is not preventable, then address it when it happens. And then measure how effectively that has been done. So as far as metrics are concerned, we need to, do some more homework on it, in the sense that we really need to define what our baseline is and then where do we want to get to after maybe year three, and then eventually have some measurement exercise at the end of the exercise again and see whether we've achieved those objectives. Thank you.
Thanks, Simon.
Thanks, Mohammed.
Mohammed, go ahead.
Sorry for joining late. I was in mute. I think I shared Dr. Selman's view that we need to, focus on the base line of requirement that we can evaluate. I mean, we have, for example, IPv6, the task that could be done by ICANN and the ISTARS are training, number one, awareness, and maybe capacity building in terms of how to develop a national migration plan, for example. But activities within those plans that need the local community to really to work on it. So service providers in that country, regulatory authorities in that country need to implement, for example, this IPv6 plan. So and I'm just concerned about measuring the overall outcome, which should involve other stakeholders in terms of implementation. For example, if we're going to measure the IPv6 adoption, I think it will be difficult because we have different stakeholders involved, different stakeholders, different roles. We can overall say there is an issue. For example, there is an issue that there is no real implementation happening or the lack of X, Y, and Z. But we can go more deeper than that. So I think if we focus on the main activities that we can achieve or ICANN could achieve and we evaluate that, those activities will contribute to a bigger outcome. For example, as an example. But I don't think we should aim for evaluating the whole exercise. It will be very difficult. We need other stakeholders to be involved. So if we just focus on what we can, the task we can do, we can evaluate it, that will be it.
Okay, thank you, Mohammed.
This is Ahmed, to just make a short comment again.
Sure.
So I want to say two things very quickly. First of all, we normally differentiate between outputs and outcomes. So as far as outputs are concerned, I think we can define holding a certain number of seminars and holding certain number of trainings, and that's good enough as far as outputs are concerned. But when we talk about outcomes, we are talking about impact, not intervention. And therefore, outcomes are measured generally as, you know, change in behavior or change in systems. And they are more in line with what I was talking earlier. So I think one of the things we need to be very clear about is whether we are in metrics, we are focusing on outputs or outcomes, and those two are separate things. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, I'm not sure whether we will be able to close this discussion and in the time for publication for BGAIMS. So one idea was that we can continue working on this, but we can perhaps just publish our objectives, recommendations, and actions for BGAIMS and get feedback from people in the community, and then perhaps work on metrics on this in the meantime, and then we can perhaps publish metrics for public feedback at a later time. If that is possible, I'm not sure what the timelines are like. Thank you.
Well, I think if we want to publish a complete draft for the strategy, it has to include some matrix. I mean, otherwise it will simply be incomplete. And I don't think there will be another opportunity for public comments after Beijing. I mean, we're going to put the document for public comments till after Beijing, but we're talking about one document and one public comment process. And again, this is not like the ICANN formal public comment process, but we're using the same terminology. So I don't see how we can get feedback later on the matrix, and I don't also see why we can't get the matrix done in the next day, let's say. I mean, if we have agreement on objectives, recommendations, and actions, so why can't we get the matrix done?
So I think then one thing which we need to clarify is that are we focusing on outputs or outcomes? And those two, as I said, those two things are very clearly distinguishable. So which one are we identifying for metrics?
Well, again, I have an answer to that, but again, I'll defer to you because this is, I mean, you tell me what you want to have in the end. Again, I suggest that we have a look at other examples like the ICANN strategic plan, for instance, and see the kind of matrix there. And I think, again, to my reading, I think it's been measured against the output, not the outcomes. But again, that was my reading. But you tell me. I mean, you are the experts.
Again. In case we want to measure the progress against objectives, I think we need to probably look at the outcomes. That's a much more involved process than just measuring the outputs. So again, I think if it's left to me personally, I would probably want to go for measuring outcomes, not outputs only. Obviously, outputs are a large part of it, but eventually we need to see how much impact it has eventually created and how much of the objectives have been met.
Okay. Other comments? Okay, just responding to Sarmad's point about, you know, outputs and outcomes, the only thing I can say here is that we also need to be realistic in what we're trying to achieve. Like, you know, as Mohammed Bashir said, and we all know that there are some outcomes that are dependent on other parties, including parties from the region. We can talk about increasing number of CCTLD registers, you know, and I think that was one of the matrix suggested by Nabil. But again, this is something ICANN cannot help with in terms of outcome. We can help with anything related to capacity building, best practice sharing, outreach, you know, studies on DNS industry, and all this. Does that guarantee the outcome of increasing number of ccTLD registrations? The answer is no. So if we want to put this as a metric, then fine. But it has to be with the understanding that this is something I can, as an organization alone, cannot achieve. And I don't think how to make this. I don't know how to make this clear in the document. Then, and that's why, again, from other similar efforts that I've seen, whether with Africa, with Latin America, and the Caribbean, I thought that measuring against the outputs was the realistic, you know, sort of approach to go with. But if the group you know, wants to go beyond that to measure the outcomes, well, that's fine. But then I think there has to be some clarity on sort of, you know, roles and responsibilities in achieving that. Are people still on the line?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. In terms of next steps, now we have 2 days to finalize this document, and of course we need also time to go through the document as a whole, and you know. So I don't know how you want to go about this. Any suggestion? I'm keen to finish the document on time because I've already received questions from people who attended the meeting in Dubai asking about, you know, the document. Some people thought that we were talking about March 20th as the deadline, and they were wondering whether the document was posted and all this. So What do people think? How can we meet the deadline? Hello?
Yes, Meher?
Yes, Meher, go ahead.
Yes,
Manel, there is noise on the line. I'm not able to hear you. Are you speaking from this telephone speakerphone or what?
Yes, speaker of a fixed line.
Okay, now it's better.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just saying that I had some comments and some edits which I have already done on an older version, and then receiving the new version that was circulated today, I'm trying to incorporate this to the new version, which hopefully I will send on the list this afternoon or some evening. But
okay,
I'm not about missing parts. I mean, I'll try to draft whatever I have in mind. I'm not sure we have equal solid material.
Manel, I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear the last part.
Anyway, it's okay, Beher. I'm going to submit my comments on the list by end of today, hopefully this evening.
Okay, thank you. Thanks. Okay, any other comments regarding next steps?
Beher?
Anya, go ahead.
I actually just have a question regarding the table, the tabular format of the actions. Is that going to be Section 7? Because currently the table for the first section is part of Section 6. So are we moving things around, or what exactly is the situation?
Yeah, I think in the end we can have one table under Section 7, merging all the action items, recommendations of each subsection. So, but still, I mean, what we're going to do is that we're going to take Sarmal's table and merge it with the table that will come out of Section 6.2, with the table that comes out of Section 6.3, and put them under one table under Section 7. So it will be one table, but we still need each subgroup to provide us with their table.
Their table, of course.
Any other comments? Hello?
Go ahead. Nabil, sir.
Nabil, go ahead.
No, my line dropped out. I think that I'm back. Sorry.
Okay. Okay, so again, regarding Section 6, 1, 2, and 3, Fouad is going to come back later today with, you know, more updates on 6, 3. Now, regarding 6, 1, Sarmad, at least to me, I thought that this section was more or less complete as it is right now. I mean, except for the matrix, but at least as the section stands right now, it looks more or less complete. Do you agree or do you disagree? Sarmad, are you still on the line?
I'm sorry, sir. His line has just disconnected. I'll call him straight back for you.
Okay, please. Okay, let's move to Section 6.2. I know we don't have Fahad on the line. Manel, you were working on this section. I think we still need the table with the actions mapped to the recommendations and the time frame and all this. Can you try to coordinate with Sahad and get this done by end of today?
Sorry, I just got cut off. Back online.
Okay, Sarmad, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was saying that basically it's a complete first pass on my end. It would be great if other people who contributed to SG1 before could actually also take a look at it and make sure that nothing is missed. And if there's if something missed, please feel free to contribute and add to what is proposed. But yes, as far as I'm concerned, I think it's a complete first draft. The metrics, obviously, metrics still need to be looked at, so I'll take a look at those again.
Okay, good. So my second and last question on this is, when do you, I mean, not only Sarmad, but the whole group, when do you think we can get, you know, the sort of first iteration list of matrix? I know that Nabil sent something for section 6.2. But I haven't seen any discussion about them. So can we get this iteration of matrix by tomorrow midday, like in 24 hours from now? Is that feasible?
So for SG1, we can do an initial pass, but again, I think also there is some data which was shared by Mawan, which needs to be incorporated, so I'll do that tonight. There's some statistics which he had shared.
So that's another small bit which is still left out. So I'll do that. And there's some metrics already proposed, so I'll take a look at those again and definitely get back within 24 hours or so, hopefully. But need more feedback from other people.
Right. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Armin.
And for subgroup 2, Baher, as you suggested, I will coordinate with Fahd and hopefully we'll have something circulated between today and tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Manel. And I'll work with Tanya. Also in coordinating with Fuad regarding subgroup 3. So maybe, Hania, if you have time, maybe you and I can talk right after this call, if you have 15 minutes.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. So the plan is to get the, the first draft of the document completed in like 24 hours from now, and then have another 24 hours, for everyone to go through it and, because I'm sure we'll have more edits and more input when one would read the whole document. And I realize that it will take more than 24 hours, but I'm trying to push hard to, complete this on time. Are there any other comments or questions? Okay, thank you everyone, and thank you very much for your hard work on this. Yeah, one thing I forgot to mention regarding Beijing, because that was Iftikhar's very first question. Now, in Beijing, there is a public session, or there is a session on the public schedule for the Middle East strategy. Group members who are going to be there, and I need to know if anyone is going to be there, please let me know. I know few of you will be there already, but yeah, just let me know, because we need to have a sort of presentation similar to the one we did in Dubai on the strategy. And also get feedback from participants there. So this session is scheduled to take place on Monday, sometime in the afternoon. I guess it's 15 to 16:30 in the afternoon. So that's the public session. I'm planning to have to have a closed meeting. It's not a public meeting. Closed meeting for the group members who will be in Beijing to sort of again go through what has been achieved so far, what has been discussed in the session of Monday, and the next steps in terms of finalizing the document and moving forward. Again, I'll coordinate with those who will be in Beijing regarding this closed session based on your schedules, and we can certainly do this via email. Any questions?
Baher, this is Fawad. I'll be there.
Thanks, Fawad. Okay, if no more questions or comments, I'll end the call, and probably we'll continue working via email, and then we'll meet some of you in Beijing, and we'll probably have our next call in the second week of April. Thank you very much.